Cape Talk, the movie review.
With JP Sebastian joining me on the line. JP, the big movie this weekend, without a doubt, is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which is not as satisfying as it should be, I don't think.
You were in the screening as well.
No, I wasn't. I went to go watch it on Friday with a fan of the franchise. And I remember thinking, I paid money, bought popcorn and soda, and I feel like I've just wasted my money.
Yeah. Like you could literally put that money up at a dinosaur auction for the amount that you spend on popcorn and soda.
Pretty much.
And I'm curious about, like, because I always wish I could take like a dead serious fan with me to these preview screenings that we go to. How did they stomach it eventually? Were they super keen? Did they come out like upset?
I think there was an element of, oh, that was not quite as exciting as I thought it was going to be. It doesn't stop them from being a fan. I think she may have gone home and hauled out the original movie and probably watched it and relived it in that way. So certainly she was a lot less disappointed than I was. I mean, I was a lot more critical of the movie and really felt like I was wasting my time.
Yeah.
She was disappointed, no doubt.
You know that by this would be the fifth in the Jurassic series now since it was 1993, and so obviously they've booted up this new trilogy. You really immediately, and I'm sure you'd agree, get the sense that this is totally filler for the grand finale.
Yes,
it's not really anything that's written with any conviction, and it doesn't introduce any new dilemma or anything like that. So to start off with, just for like a brief synopsis for listeners. So they had to escape the island in the previous one. They find out by seismic activity and all sorts of people smarter than myself, that a volcano is about to erupt on the island, killing every single dinosaur there. Now, would you, Africa, think that it was prudent to go back and rescue these things that were artificially brought back from the natural timeline?
I would not.
I would not either. I don't know why this is presented as a foregone conclusion that the good guys are the ones who would naturally rescue these things that were unnaturally wrenched from, the evolutionary timeline, like by science for profit. Anyway, so that's taken, like I said, as a foregone conclusion. You've got Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt returning. Obviously, they are commissioned by this private, sort of shady, secretive entity that you're made very aware of in the trailer already, so I'm not spoiling this, that they are going to betray these two good guys who they've commissioned to go back to the island and rescue these species. And why they betray them is because they'd like to auction these dinosaurs off to, whether it was rogue states or other private actors for military purposes or collector purposes, or maybe they were just fans of the 1993 movie and needed to buy a dinosaur. We've seen that plenty times before, where the science group and the swashbuckling group that Chris Pratt represents get blindsided by the greed of these guys with more shady undercurrents that they first represented themselves with. So that's that mechanic's like rote, that's done. At least maybe what's new about it, and I don't know, maybe you'd agree, is compared to the first one in this new trilogy, which is just a carbon copy of the old one, really, like all the same tropes, all the same motifs, whether it's music, whether it's a certain way a shot is framed. This one, I think, turns more toward a horror kind of bent than the scope, than the grandeur, than the spectacle of these large creatures, which I think is obviously what a lot of people go to see it for, the sense of adventure. But I think that previous one was missing the horror element, which this one probably does better to bring.
And missing the horror element, the previous one, and I suppose relying on the chemistry between the two lead characters, which was non-existent, and unfortunately introducing us to a woman who is able to run for 2 hours through marshes and wetlands wearing heels.
Yeah, that sort of naive, sort of like, hey, this is a feminist at some level somehow because, I don't know, she's made to wear the tools of patriarchy. That's very dramatic, JP. But apparently she wanted to wear them again in this movie for whatever reason, which I think was a scene that people still agreed was quite cornball. But fortunately, I don't think that shows up. Chemistry, however, none to speak of. When it comes to actors like Chris Pratt, he's not bad, but like he's nothing to write home about necessarily. These actors are employed as billboards in these movies. They don't go to them, for their skill or anything like that. It's because he did better in Guardians of the Galaxy. So they treated him the same way in that sort of a movie that flew under the radar, Passengers, which was huge budget, but part of that huge budget is just having the face on the billboard, which is Chris Pratt. So I don't think, you know, people like this, they're more of an economic decision than how well they work together. But look, chemistry aside, so long as the thing is still like a big screen spectacle, then you can probably get away with having a, you know, pretty boy who looks like he's never roughed it in the wild. Maybe the most he's roughed it is not using shaving cream one morning. Yeah, as long as the thing's large enough, as long as it's worth seeing on a big screen, which they sort of neglect the opportunity with here, because for some reason this movie, and now I'm starting to get frustrated, even though I'm sipping a coffee in my sun-drenched bed and I should be a lot more calm, but it's called Jurassic World, and they still refuse, because of that filler element, to go to that second word of the title.
Yeah.
Take the dinosaurs to the world already.
Yeah.
Put me in jeopardy. Bring them to my everyday life. I want to see a dinosaur at Home Affairs, for goodness sake. But this entire movie is constrained to a mansion, by and large. And that's because they refuse to you know, bring the story to a conclusion. And it reminds me of a series that I have a lot of respect for, but that I think people sort of, we sleep on it a bit, is the Apes series, the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the War for the Planet of the Apes, and Planet, well, not the one where, I don't know, they looked a bit odd, not the Tim Burton one. But that series at least has the courage to go, well, skip ahead 20 years. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Well, let's just let time flow. You don't need to follow these, you know, like the people who are employed as billboards. They'll just discard as they did in the first one. James Franco was gone by the second one, was totally gone by the third. And you're watching the world evolve rather than characters who really have no motivations other than excruciatingly, infuriatingly being stupidly, sort of naively optimistic and not showing any sense of whatever kind of PhDs they have or whatever. Now I'm getting onto another thing that I complain about. How many times weren't you so distracted by the terrible decisions that the characters make with any chance they get?
Do you know what? There was a point, and it was the only way I could actually survive the rest of the movie, where I stopped thinking. I needed to stop thinking and appreciate whatever it is that they were throwing at me, because I think 20 minutes into the movie, I realized, okay, this is surely only here so that the studios can make money. They made a hell of a lot of money with the previous one, which was okay. Let's now, as you say, full time, make some money as we wait for what hopefully will be a finale, because I really can't put up with this anymore.
And we know that they're going to do this. We know that this is going to happen, that they're going to make these tentpole movies, as they call them, to hold up the studios, so that they're going to make a bunch of other stuff that we don't watch. But the thing is if you take other, you know, franchises, like, say, Star Wars or the Marvel franchise, that universe, sure, they're cynically made as well, but at least Star Wars is trying to talk about, you know, some stuff that feels current. They're trying to talk about imperialism. Marvel has a lot to do with, like, personal trauma and the failures of human cooperation at a global scale. You have the opportunity here, Jurassic World, to talk about bioethics and make that feel relevant to present day. You have the opportunity to talk about, you know, the 1% and make that feel relevant to today. Weapons, whether we should have them or not, certain, like, nuclear or anything like that. This is what this technology of dinosaurs can represent. But they refuse, well, they're not refused, but they really don't make an effort to make it feel as pressing as, say, for example, Donald Trump meeting Kim Jong-un, which are two guys with nuclear arms. If you like, call them dinosaurs if you want to. Make it feel like it's current affairs-y.
Yeah.
All that flowery stuff aside, though, at least something that I was more pleasantly surprised about is that at first I thought the graphics looked a bit shoddy in the trailers, but at least it stands up to the industry standard, which is another weird thing. So you think with these large movies, like every Jurassic, anytime someone like Steven Spielberg comes up with something, it's like, oh, we're now introducing this new sound technology or this new sort of graphic technology. That's a lot to ask, but if you're doing something that doesn't feel like a huge leap and a bound from the previous installment, then you're almost breaking your own tradition. Every one of these new movies, it was like, you're going to experience light in a way that you've never seen before, and that's not a selling point for this one.
Which is what I was saying earlier, by the way. We're going to have a conversation about some of the worst sequels ever in the history of time that should have never been made. And I worry about James Cameron's Avatar follow-up, because the initial movie for me, I mean, the storyline was basic, right? A hero coming out of nothing to save the universe in this case.
Yeah, apparently you can watch it like Pocahontas or something like that.
But the magic and the marvel in that movie was the cinematic experience that James Cameron took you to. And because I've had that experience already, I'm wondering what he's going to do in the sequel that is going to improve my experience. And I'd rather not sit through it and be disappointed.
I like James Cameron. I think he's like an earnest guy. He's not the greatest filmmaker for me ever. And in fact, Avatar, as far as I'm concerned, is a glorified screensaver. Like, go look at the mountain if you want good graphics. That's pretty as well.
True. But I mean, to experience this in 2D or 3D, however you experienced it, is something to actually marvel at.
Yeah. I'm not going to take away from it. Like, at the time, at least as a filmmaker, he's trying to be revolutionary at every time. He's like, look, I had them build a new computer that, I don't know, there's only one of, and, you know, could take over the world with its power of AI or something if I wasn't making Avatar 2 with it. But, like, a bit naively, while I was giggling, is that he said, oh, yes, don't worry, Avatar 2 will be political. Like, I don't know if you have a choice, man. Like, every single movie that's in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3 will be political. Like, I don't know. It's just a very cute thing to say. Like, how you thought that every one of your previous movies was sort of neutral or anything like that
is beyond us. Yeah. Well, yeah. JP, thank you very much. Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom is going to make $145 million around the world this weekend. It only opens in the States in 2 weeks' time, so we'll see how much money it makes there. It is really, really disappointing, and only go and see it if you are a fan of Jurassic World or you just want to enjoy a popcorn movie and some soda for two. I found it irritating. I truly, truly did. Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom showing at a cinema near you.